This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Top Republicans are hoping President Trump will support the bipartisan deal aimed at avoiding another government shutdown. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Top GOP negotiator Richard Shelby says he knows the president's unhappy. So is he.
I wanted more. The president wants more.
But Shelby says with a divided Congress, the deal is what it is. Senate Republican Chief Mitch McConnell says, all told, the president did just fine.
I think he's got a pretty good deal here.
With some money for border barriers, though not as much as the president wanted. Still, McConnell says it's a positive step.
I hope he'll decide to sign it.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And also, regarding the top U.S. military commander in South Korea, he told a Senate hearing Tuesday that North Korea's nuclear and other military capabilities remain unchanged and still pose a threat to the United States and its allies. General Robert Abrams, head of the U.S. Department of Forces, told the Senate Armed Services Committee that little to no verifiable change has occurred in North Korea. The drug lord named El Chapo has been convicted of all 10 counts of a federal indictment in New York.
After 3 months of sometimes lurid testimony that included stories of torture and murder, political payoffs, and narrow escapes through tunnels, the jury convicted Joaquin Guzman on drug trafficking charges. U.S. Attorney Richard Donahue says the 61-year-old drug lord is going to a maximum security prison for the rest of his life.
It is a sentence from which there is no escape and no return.
El Chapo became famous in part for prison escapes in Mexico. He stared straight-faced at the jury as the verdict was read. His lawyers say he remained upbeat despite the conviction. Sentencing was set for June 25th. Warren Levinson, New York.
And find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.